Captain Pigeon.
Make Maddie proud. Make Daddy proud.
Don't dye your hair.
It's only a game. Why you have to be mad?
Hello, welcome back, everybody. First up, we got wellness check. I don't know. The Leafs kind of played like shit this week. They won, but they played like shit. They lost one of the games, but they also won one against the Coyotes. Oh my god. But they played like garbage. So that's good, I guess. Yeah. Austin Matthews scored. Matthew Nyes scored. We love that for him. Oh, yeah. They lost, like, pretty badly to the Golden Knights. That's what it was. Which sucks even more ass than usual. The most insane stat of all time. The Leafs had not won a home game in regulation against the Coyotes since October 17th, 2002.
Oh my god.
But it gets crazier. Because when was Matthew Nyes born, you say? October 7th, 2002. To the day.
Oh my god.
That's just like some insane shit. So he is the prophecy that allows us to beat the Coyotes at home, apparently.
Thank you, Matthew Nyes.
And then this insane, I hope you saw this. If not, I'm going to send it to you right now. This absolutely insane graphic on Sportsnet that was like, Taco Bell take, October 17th events, 1931, Al Capone convicted of tax evasion. Okay. 1933, Albert Einstein arrives in the U.S. from Germany. 2002, Matthew Nyes born. 2002, last Toronto regulation win at home versus Arizona.
I haven't seen that. That's hilarious.
Why are they like this? They're like, oh, what other things happened? Notable things happened on October 17th. Let's pick two things that happened in the 1930s and are apparently, it seems like, it's like they were like, yep. Matthew Nyes is the reason that Al Capone got convicted of tax evasion. That's what it feels like.
Honestly, though, Al Capone being convicted of tax evasion seems like it should have been after Albert Einstein arrived. That's kind of crazy. Time is weird.
It's so weird. And, like, Sportsnet choosing those events. That was clearly that 30-second Wikipedia. I would like to know what other notable events happened on October 17th.
I would love to know.
Let's see. All right. Wow, there's some really old things. Oh, I think it says Eminem was born.
I love Eminem.
That's a fun one. So do, oh my god. So do my freaking, the girls I coach. I'm like, you're 11 and 12. What do you mean you, like, Lose Yourself is your song? It's not Lose Yourself. I can't remember which one it is, but one of the girls literally is like, I need to hear this pregame or I will not play well. And I'm like, okay.
I forgot that this year, I don't know if this is the event, but it's like the 250th anniversary of the Battle of Saratoga, which is where I live, which was basically the turning point of the Revolutionary War. And if it hadn't happened, the U.S. probably would not have been the U.S. But it says October 17th, a British general, John, I'm not even going to attempt to say his last name, and his entire army of 5,700 men surrendered to American General Horatio Gates after the Battle of Saratoga, the first big American victory.
There you go.
Wow. I love history. Thank you, Matthew Nyes. apparently also on that day there was a beer flood in London.
I'm looking at that one. I was about the 1814 beer flood.
A 15-foot tall wave.
8 people, some of whom were gathered for a funeral.
Oh my god. How does that happen?
I don't know. The power of Matthew Nyes, apparently.
Really?
That's ridiculous. Why didn't they tell? They probably couldn't tell us about that because they were like, oh my god, this is insane, but it needs way more context than this one line. What else? Oh, the Leafs in what felt like a fever dream because it happened like after the Coyotes game at like 10:45 p.m. Eastern. The Leafs reacquired Ilya Labushkin from Anaheim via Carolina.
Yeah, so. I was it last night? I don't know. I was awake in the middle of the night last night and I was like, wait a second. Was that a fever dream or was that like actually real? And I had to go back on Twitter and look and it was in fact real.
I swear the other thing, I don't remember seeing a Leafs tweet about it. I saw all the insider tweets about it. I don't remember seeing a Leafs tweet confirming it.
No.
Anyway, they got him for a 2025 third rounder and a 2024 sixth round pick for the Canes retaining some of his salary. So he's like less than minimum, which is good. The Leafs also have the rights to Kirill Slepets, who is unsigned. And I don't want to talk about it, but they do only have a fifth and sixth round draft pick. Sorry, fifth, sixth, and seventh round draft picks in 2025 right now. And, like, Labushkin has gotten significantly worse than he was when he was on the Leafs already. It's not good. But also, Mark Giordano, I think, is probably out semi-long term. I think he might have gotten a concussion during the Coyotes game because he, like, was going for a... He took a shot and then kind of... I don't know if he lost an edge or if he caught it on something, but he was on his butt and then hit into the boards and his head definitely hit first. Oh. And that was, like, the first 5 minutes of the game, so... You know, Mitch played D again. It just seems to be a regular occurrence now. They're just like, yeah, back you go, Mitch. And like, we're looking and my dad's like, is that a power play for the Leafs? I'm like, nope, Mitch is just playing D with Morgan Rielly right now. So, yeah, not loving it. I think Brad has significantly made our team worse from last year.
For sure.
Yeah, and they're like, we need a right-handed D. Do we need a right-handed D? No, we just need D who can play the right side. As someone who is a left-handed shot and played the right side like literally all the time, it's not really that hard. It's a mental adjustment, but it's doable. You guys are just being whiny. That's all I have to say. Yeah, and Liljegren was out for some reason. I don't know. We're like deep into Marley's D, just stealing the Marley's D at this point. I don't know. I also, the more I think about it, I'm like, why, how is Brad qualified to be an NHL GM? Because you know what he is? He is the Boston Pizza Nepo baby.
Oh my gosh.
His father is, I guess he played hockey, allegedly. In the AHL and ECHL. Anyway. But his father is Jim Shillibing, like, who's on Dragon's Den. Or, like, was on Dragon's Den, owns Boston Pizza. Like, his father's just, like, a rich man. And somehow, now we have a Boston Pizza Nepo baby as GM of our team.
Just a guy.
Literally. Like, I could do this better. I feel like I would be much better than Brad.
I feel like it can't be that hard.
It can't be that hard. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And then the other thing is, like, we're going to talk about the Tanev trade in a bit, but Calgary does not want to trade with the Leafs. They're like, absolutely the fuck not. So they, yeah, we'll talk about it later, but absolutely they do not want to trade with the Leafs, and I don't know why. I don't get it. Was the Kadri trade not good enough for you? Because I think you got the better end of that trade. Actually, no. TJ Brody has been very good.
We'll
give him that. TJ Brody has been very good. Anyway, that's all I got for the Leafs. They're just vibes that I'm unclear about. I don't think I like them.
Why? Hold on. I need to send you this because it made me giggle.
Yeah, the memes after that freaking Sportsnet thing were ridiculous. Like,
I think we need to study when did Alexander the Great die?
It's a good question.
June 10th of 323 BC. So, you know what? It's plausible. He came back in the form of, I almost just called him Alex. Oh my god. Matthew Knight.
It is plausible, yeah. He just bided his time.
He did.
Find the right person.
Exactly. He was like, let's see, what do I want to do? When he needed a moment to decompress. And then he said, I think it would be fun to skate on knives on ice.
Yeah.
And push around a puck.
He was like, this is something I did not get to do in my life, so we're going to do it now.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Do we want to take a peek at the standings? We haven't looked at the standings in a little bit.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, give me some standings here. Okay, oh my god. Of course the Leafs are third in the division right now, and gonna play the Bruins at this point in time. Love it. Mm-hmm. Worst case scenario, not worst case scenario. Alternatively, they could play the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. I would actually rather the Leafs be in a wild card slot and play the Rangers. I would much rather that.
That's fair.
Yeah. Who'd have thought the Senators and the Habs at the bottom of the division? Absolutely me.
Shocking. This is my shocked face.
Yeah. And then the Lightning, the most surprising thing is that the Lightning are fifth in the division. They're 2 points behind the Red Wings, who have two games in hand on them. So.
That's crazy. They've played the most out of this entire division.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy. Oh well.
I love the fall of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah. do the Bruins next. This was supposed to be their year. It was supposed to be the Bruins year.
It really was.
Okay, the Metro.
All sorts of fucked up.
Yeah. What's with the Devils? What is going on with the Devils? I don't know.
I actually just saw, I think this morning there was a tweet from Elliot Friedman saying something about the Devils. Last night, the Devils outshot the Ducks 55-23 and lost.
They also had a penalty shot that Jack Hughes did not score on.
With 2 seconds left.
My God. Yeah. Pretty bad. There's something broken with that team, and I don't know what it is. Well, part of it's the coach. But I don't know. Like, I think there's some other issues there. They're allegedly looking for a goalie. I couldn't tell you right now who their current goalie is. I have no idea. New Jersey.
I can't even think of a name. I can't even bullshit it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Okay. Nico Dawes is the guy who's been playing goalie for them most of the time. Which is a name I have heard them say. Do with that information what you will. I have heard them say his name. They also have Vitek Vanacek. And Akira Schmid, who I have not heard of. Akira Schmid. Also, like, Dawes and Schmid are born in 2000. Let them go marinate in the AHL. They're babies. Especially for goalies. Yeah. And I do believe, I will say one thing, I think Dougie Hamilton has been injured, like, this entire year, which definitely makes your team worse.
Yeah.
And I don't think Timo Meier has been very good this year.
That sucks.
Yeah. It is what it is. Because, they're, like, sixth in the division, though I will say 4, 5, and 6 are very close, and 7 are pretty close together. But they played the most games of that grouping. So, also 3, I guess. The Flyers are pretty close. Did you see that the Flyers are playing a game this week and the power just like went out?
I did see that, but I saw it on either Instagram or TikTok. And I was like, oh, that's an old video that happened like 2-3 years ago. So I didn't realize that it happened again. And now that I'm thinking about it, I can't even remember if it was the Flyers that the power went out on before. But I do remember in like recent years, somebody else's power went out mid-play.
Yeah, I kind of remember that, but I don't remember who it was. Yeah, just like
giving fits, and
some of the lights just absolutely went out. It was like 6 minutes into the period, and like the video board went out, the sound went out. So they're just like hanging out, trying to fix it.
Crazy, very, very Philadelphia thing to happen.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah. The Metro is weird. The Rangers have, like, basically run away with it. Not quite, but pretty much run away with it. The Canes, who I keep forgetting exist and are pretty good. The only reason I remember the Canes existed is because there was a photo posted of Jake Gardiner with his kids and some of the Canes. And I was like, oh yeah, he's supposed to be on that team. I guess he's just been really injured still.
That's it.
She's like, Jake Gardiner, you're alive. Good to see.
Isn't I could be totally, this could have been a fever dream as well. But Jesse Puljujärvi, he's over there now, isn't he?
I want to see, but I really have no idea. Okay. He is currently, yeah, Carolina Hurricanes. Good call, good call. Oh, no, I lied. He's a Penguin.
Oh.
He was a Hurricane, though. Last year. He's played 8 games with the Penguins this year.
Awkward. Well.
I would also like to note about the Penguins is that, you know how the Leafs couldn't ever get anybody through waivers?
Yeah.
The Penguins are running into that problem also. And it seems to be a Kyle Dubas thing. People just think that whoever Kyle Dubas puts on waivers is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why they think that. Because I thought it was a fucking with the Leafs thing.
But sure.
It's a fucking with Kyle Dubas thing. Which is very interesting.
Maybe they're like, we don't like your analytical thinking.
He's not that much of an analytics GM. They're just like,
I don't know.
Young, and they put that brand on him.
Yeah, I don't know. I really thought it was just like a Leafs issue, but clearly not really.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, that's the East. What's going on in the West?
Good question.
The Stars are first in the Central?
No way.
Right now. I don't think they would be by points percentage. But by points, they are. Which is kind of crazy.
Mm.
I knew the Jets were up there. Because they were first in the Central for a while.
I forget about the Jets.
I literally follow one singular Jets fan, and that is what reminds me. So, shout out to Liz for reminding me that the Jets exist. yeah, okay. Well, that I would say probably that's what I would have thought in some order is Jets, Avs, and Stars.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. Did I know that the Preds were kind of good? No.
Not at all.
The Blues are kind of mid, if I recall. Yeah, mid.
Mm-hmm.
Wild, also mid, as always.
Yeah.
Just cursed to be mid forever. And, of course, who else would be at the bottom of the division but the Coyotes and the Blackhawks? That makes, again, perfect sense. Oh my god, the Hawks' record is atrocious.
That looks
15 wins. 15 wins, 5 overtime losses. That's atrocious. They should not be considered a hockey team.
Not at all. Fold.
Yeah, fold them. Let's move them to Houston. Yeah, that's crazy. I can't stop looking at that. But also, the Sharks have the exact same record.
Oh my god, that's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Oh my god. But the Sharks we knew started off really bad. I don't even know. Mm-hmm. Like, we've talked about this. We have no idea who's on the Sharks.
No, not at all.
Just some guys, basically.
I just think of them all as, like, 30-year-olds. I don't even know if there's any kids on that team. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no idea.
No, just old men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the Pacific, Canucks, Golden Knights, Oilers. I would have expected that some sort of order to that.
Mm-hmm.
I keep forgetting that the Canucks are like top of the division by quite a margin, though.
Yeah, if I had to guess, I don't think I would have placed them at least that far ahead of.
Yeah. Good for them, though.
Yeah. How's Brock Besser doing?
keeping up with him. He was on a hot streak for a while at some point, but I don't remember when that was. Around
Big
Christmas.
Fan. Big fan.
I would like the Kings to kick it into gear so that we can boot the Golden Knights out of there, though. That's my official opinion.
Agree.
All right, so that is the standings that, of course, surprised us a little bit. Okay, so Chris Tanev was traded from Calgary to... Why do I forget? Where'd it go? The Devils? That's not right. Dallas. There we go.
Mm.
It wasn't the Devils. It was via the Devils. So Calgary. Oh my goodness. Hold on. That is like way too confusing. Just tell me what Calgary gets. Tell me what. Okay. The Devils gave Calgary Cole Brady and retained 50% of Tanev. And then the Devils traded Tanev to Dallas for Dallas's fourth round pick in 2026. And retained 50%. So that's 75% of Chris Tanev is currently retained. It's the funniest way to say it, I think. And then Calgary traded Cole Brody to the Stars for Artem Grushnikov. And gave Dallas back their second rounder in 2024. And a conditional third round pick in 2026 if Dallas advances to the Stanley Cup Finals. So yeah. So basically, Tanev for very little.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a prospect that's not even one of their top prospects and a second round pick. Whereas apparently the Leafs were offering a first round pick. I don't even know where we got a fucking first round pick. But allegedly the Leafs were offering a first round pick. And Calgary was like, nope. So there you have it. A confusing trade.
Mm-hmm.
Line is next week. Next Monday, I think. Something like that. Yeah. It happened. Dallas definitely won the trade, assuming Chris Tanev plays at like 50% of Chris Tanev levels.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't even he doesn't even need to play 100% Chris Tanev.
Oh.
And then
breaking news.
Anything of note?
Elias Pettersson just signed an 8-year extension with the Canucks. It doesn't say for how much or anything yet.
Kind of note, because they were talking about him being traded, and I was like, are you kidding me? And then the last trade that we have is that the Devils acquired Curtis McDermid from the Avs for a 7th-round pick in 2024, and Zachar Bartikov. I have no analysis on this. I didn't think Curtis McDermid was good.
Yeah, I've got nothing. Not a clue.
Yeah, not a clue. I don't know. Do we have anything else on men's hockey?
I don't think so. I feel like not anything else of note.
Oh, I forgot. Okay. So Gary Bettman,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, Gary Bettman and somebody who's writing about Winnipeg, it seems to be starting not quite a conspiracy, but they're like, ticket sales are down in Winnipeg. We have way fewer, season ticket sales than we have before. And so Gary had to go and have a little press conference about it.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering why he was there. I didn't look too far into it, but I did see that he was, like, meeting with the media in Winnipeg.
Yeah, like, he just kept saying... He basically just kept saying shit. And I'm like, where did this come from? It was one singular thing. And then the analysis was basically that he, or like, not he, somebody did an analysis and they were like, yeah, because the season, there's no benefit to the season tickets other than getting to go to all the games now. Because you used to like meet the players and they used to be like, promotions and stuff like that for the season ticket holders, and there really isn't anything extra. You just go to all the games.
Boring.
Yeah, which that doesn't incentivize people to want to go to who want to get season tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I don't know. It's stupid, and I don't think, like, I do not think that the Jets are in a bad spot in terms of attendance. It's just kind of fans saying, well, I don't need to go. Also, like, if you don't live in Winnipeg, if you live like on the outskirts of the city and it's the middle of fucking winter in Winnipeg,
mm-hmm.
like, it's called Winterpeg for a reason. I don't know. It's just stupid. That's all I have to say. It's just stupid. The Jets needs to stay in Winnipeg. That's my official opinion. I know we shit on them and say they don't have an airport, but I don't mind Winnipeg. It's not bad. I like it.
Again, I just forget about them, so they don't bother me none.
Exactly.
I forget about them until... who's the guy? That's always a Winnipeg Jet, but he's not a Winnipeg Jet. Anymore.
He's retired. I can't think of his name.
I can't either.
He's gone. Lifelong Winnipeg Jet is out of my head.
You know whose name I haven't heard in a while, speaking of the Winnipeg Jet?
No.
Mark Scheifele.
Yeah, he's just, I don't know if he's having a good season or not. He's just vibing there, as far as I know. Actually... No, he has been doing good without Blake Wheeler, if I recall.
Mm.
I think Blake Wheeler was more of the problem. I do think that Scheifele was not playing well either. Because remember, we were talking last year about how Blake Wheeler and Scheifele were like, we need to be on the top line. We need to have the best winger. We need to be on the first power play unit.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's like not been bad. Oh yeah, he has more goals than he did last season.
Oh, good for you, Mark.
Oh. More assists than he did last season. He had 42 goals last season, 17 goals this year. I thought it was games played. But last year looks like mostly an outlier from his career with the 42 goal season. So, I would say he's been, like, not bad. Passing the puck more, I guess.
That's nice of him.
It is. Yeah, that's it. That's what's up with Mark Scheifele. As far as I know. Okay, we're done with men's hockey. On to women's hockey. Lots of important things. One, the league has added a ref cam. There was a video, but I didn't get a chance to watch it, of the refs. But it literally looks so funny. I don't even think I need to hear the words because it looks so funny. It's just the way it looks hilarious. Okay. That's it. They have a ref cam now. I'm kidding. That's not all the women's hockey news. The other news that the draft declaration process for next year starts March 1st. It'll be 7 rounds, 42 picks. Rights can be held for 2 years without signing the player. And so you don't, if you're already in the draft and drafted, you don't put yourself back in the draft. But if you weren't drafted, you put yourself back in the draft. If you're someone coming from college, you're put back in, you're put in the draft. And if you're a European free agent, you're in the draft. So that's actually kind of potentially good for Toronto getting Filier because they keep winning. So like Sarah Filier, Caleb Barnes will be available alongside all of the top like European talent who didn't declare last year. So that's good and interesting. They also have the, in my opinion, the best playoff rules. Number one, the number one team will get to pick its their opponent in the playoffs.
Oh.
That's so sick.
That's so, awesome.
For instance, like I think Montreal is currently at the top right now. If they're going, we have sucked against Toronto this year, which mostly they have. They have lost, I think, almost all their games to Toronto that they've played. If they go, we sucked against Toronto this year, let's pick New York, who we haven't had as much trouble with. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll be that kind of thing, which is really exciting. It'll definitely help create rivalries as well, which I think is good. Yeah, it's a best of five series. And then in theory, the number two team keeps home ice advantage unless they're chosen to play the number one team, in which case I assume it transfers to three. Cool. Yeah, so that's really cool. And then the other thing is, as soon as you are mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, they're doing draft order points in quotation marks. So what that means is that as soon as you're eliminated, if you win your next game, you get 3 points towards getting the first overall pick. If you lose in overtime, you get 1 point towards getting the first overall pick. So it prevents tanking. Which
interesting.
Is-
yeah.
So I think that's really good. I like that method. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trade deadline is March 17th at midnight, which I don't like that it's at midnight. How am I supposed to stay up refreshing my Twitter feed the whole time? I got a job. I got to go to work the next day. And Stan Kasten has said that next year's schedule will have a lot more neutral site games, which is good. So they'll be like NHL neutral sites. And I think it's a good way for them to kind of see how the market is in terms of, can we add a team here? And they'll be, it'll also be a longer season, so it won't take away from the home fans.
Mm-hmm.
And then it doesn't sound like there is going to be any expansion next year, which kind of sucks, but I get. Because, like, yeah, in theory, next year is what you want the process regularly to be, right? Mm-hmm. And then perhaps off-season next year, you add two teams. And, like, it seems so obvious to me that Pittsburgh has to be one of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what else happens there. That's, like, a 2 years in the future thought. We had our first ejection. Abby Rock had an illegal hit. It was fully a hit to the, like, it was just a bad hit and, like, a hit to the head, too. So, not good. But they didn't suspend her any further, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tangentially, women's hockey, but not PWHL, kind of PWHL. Emrence Mashmeyer and Jean-Vive Lacasse are having a baby in August, which is very exciting.
So exciting.
Love it. I'm scared to see what this insane baby goalie is going to be, but it will be something. Like, two goalies marry each other and have a baby. I'm a little bit concerned about how insane this child is going to be. but anyway, congrats to them. Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, and Melody Daou has been practicing with the team. It looks like she is going to end up playing with Montreal for, I don't know. She hasn't signed a contract yet, but it seems like she was like practicing like she was on a line with Poulin and Stacey. So very excited to see her again. Because I think she still has more to give. She's just, you know, her family is her priority, which makes sense. And then for the Women's Worlds, USA Hockey is releasing a 6-episode docuseries about the journey of the Women's National Team on the road to the Worlds. Which is super exciting.
Very fun.
So yeah, very exciting. I think I'm going to be back at the Worlds. Try my best to be back at the Worlds. And I think that's all we got. Anything else jumped out in the last 10 minutes or so?
Just update on Elias Pettersson. It's 11.6 million AAV.
Okay.
That's all.
I guess.
Hold on. First comment on here. Deserves to be paid more than Matthews, but he took a pay cut because he's not selfish like Matthews.
Sure. That's definitely correct. And sorry, how's Elias Pettersson doing this year for points? Could you remind me?
People make me laugh. Rent free, even when the Leafs aren't being talked about.
29 goals, 46 assists.
Ugh.
I think that's less than William Nylander.
Brooks.
I think he's at 31 goals now. Let me see. 32 goals, 50 assists. And William Nylander, like, of late has been playing with Bertuzzi and Domi, which for a while meant absolutely he was only getting points either himself or on the power play. Like, nobody else was helping him out. Oh my goodness, would you like to know something crazy? His plus minus is exactly 0.
Really?
Yeah, that's so weird. Interesting. Okay. Anyway. All right, that's it for this one. You can follow us on Twitter at For Puck's Sake Pod, Instagram at For Puck's Sake Podcast, TikTok at For Puck's Sake Pod, and Tumblr at For Puck's Sake Podcast. Bye.
Bye.